appreciate the staffs, the admin staffs. When you come into office, you see them working very hard daily in the office. And also appreciate all the volunteers. So you appreciate not only the pastors, the staffs, but also the people sitting side by side with you. Why don't you have a look at him or her and smile at him or her and say thank you. Yeah, thank you for being there, just sitting by my side. And I think this is something we need to continue to promote, appreciate each other. And especially, of course, appreciating the pastor. I think I can speak on behalf of all the staff and the pastor. Your gesture really warms our hearts. The pastors actually are so thankful for the leadership team here at Westwood. And we feel privileged to be able to serve alongside with you guys. Once again, your appreciation is very much appreciated. Yeah, today is about anniversary. Let's read this today's passage together first, okay? Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 20 to 21. This is the translation of Eugene Peterson's message, and you know why I, instead of the regular, usually taking the NIV, and let's read it together. God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us, His Spirit deeply and gently within us. Glory to God in the church. Glory to God in the Messiah, in Jesus. Glory down all the generations. Glory through all millennia. Oh, yes. Let's pray. Dear Father God, we ask your Spirit to continue guiding our hearts as we continue to worship you. Open our ears so we can hear. Open our eyes so we can see you, Lord. May you and you alone be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. How can I see also through this monitor here? So I'm making sure that it's okay. The passage we just read is the closing of Apostle Paul's prayer. It is a prayer for the church that actually begins from chapter 3, verse 14. Biblical scholars refer that closing portion of the prayer as a doxology. According to the dictionary, doxology is a hymn or liturgical formula, expression or expressive of praise to God. I think Eugene Peterson captures the sentiment here in his translation, where he says, glory to God in the church. Glory, glory, and glory through all millennia. And then at the end he says, oh yes. You can't find this expression, oh yes, in any other translations, but the message here is like, oh yes. Bingo! Perfect! Wonderful! And Cantonese said, mo da tan! And the Mandarin says, ding gua gua! Paul's heart is filled with amazement and thanksgiving when he thinks of how God's glory shines in and through the church. So in verse 10, he says, His God's intent was that now, through the church, The manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. What a wonderful thing to know that we, the church, is actually part of God's vehicle to make known His manifold wisdom to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realm. God has chosen the church, you and I. We are the church. God has chosen the church to showcase His wisdom and His glory. Can you? There is no. Are you hearing me? Is the mic there? Okay. Glory, thank you very much. But only the church, because Christ loved the church and gave Himself up for her. Today, as we celebrate Westwood's 22nd anniversary, may we be reminded again that it is God's wisdom and glory that we are celebrating with. We started in 1994, actually, before this Pine Tree Gathering worship, our founding pastor, Philip Sang, told me that they started with a Bible study class group at his basement, as a house basement. Just a handful of people. No sanctuary, no office, no parking, no budget, no nothing. All Pastor Sang had was a passion of evangelism and a vision to reach the new immigrants here in this new community. At that time, the Westwood Plateau just started as a new development area. We started meeting a lot of evangelism, discipleship. Within 6 years, we built the building. This is the existing building that was built. And we moved in to start our ministry and worship here starting in the year 2000. This is a picture taken in 2000. So within 6 years, that is quite unheard of. From a handful of Bible study group of people, when we moved in, it's close to 200 people. From gathering at the basement of Pastor Sang's house to a sanctuary, a building like this. And today, we have close to 800 people scattered in three different congregations. We come with 700, 800 people come through the door every Sunday. From one pastor, Pastor Sang, today we have seven pastors and four administrative supportive staffs. And we are still looking for a Cantonese pastor. This is the picture we taken last year during Christmas time. So it has been like every 2-3 years for the last decade or so, we added a staff. Every 2-3 years. It only reflects the reality that we have been on a steady and continuous growth for the last 8-10 years. And with the growth and development in Tri-City, housing projects like Bird Mountain, SkyTrain finishing by the end of this year before Christmas, we are expecting more growth in the near future. Who could have imagined all this 22 years ago? Who would have the foresight to see the coming of Burnt Mountain housing projects? Actually, I was told Burnt Mountains, some of you might already move there. Burnt Mountain housing project is one of the biggest development project in GVRD. And there will be high school, there will be primary school, there will be community center built there. Who would have the foresight to see the coming of Burnt Mountains, just so close to us, just 5-10 minutes drive away from our church? Who would have the foresight to see the coming of SkyTrain? The terminal station, Douglas Station, is just 2 blocks away from our church. So in the near future, probably in the beginning of next year, you can come to the church without your car. Just take the SkyTrain. It was God who put us here at this corner 20 years ago. He wants us to make known His manifold wisdom. He has chosen us, Westwood people, to show His wisdom and glory in this community. So when we celebrate anniversary, on the one hand, we want to acknowledge people like Pastor Sang, our founding pastor, and many unsung heroes who worked so hard and sacrificed so much to help building this church. We thank them. But on the other hand, and I think the most important thing, I believe, that our anniversary is never actually about us. It's never about how much we have accomplished. No, it is not about you. It is not about me. It is all about God and His glory. Amen. But then the next question, how do we show His glory in this church? May I suggest to you 2 things that we need to constantly remind ourselves of. Keeping our unity. Actually, when you go back to Ephesians, you know, right after the prayer in Ephesians 3, Apostle Paul continues his chain of thoughts about the mystery of the gospel. What is the mystery of the gospel? Through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise in Jesus Christ. Gentiles, Jews, men, women, educated, not educated, Mandarin speaking or English speaking, from Beijing or Shanghai or from Toronto, we are all one body. So right after the prayer, in chapter 4, the apostle goes into a teaching, focusing mainly on maintaining, reminding the church to keep the unity, because it is challenging. It is not easy. A church that manifests God's glory should be a church that is united in Christ. So the apostle Paul says, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is only one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope. When you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. It doesn't matter if you are a Gentile or a Jew, highly educated or not educated, rich or poor, what language, what dialect you speak. Once you receive the gospel, once you join the body, we are one. We are a multicultural church. One church with 3 language-specific congregations. We are not three churches gathered under one roof. Speaking is easy, but practicing it is challenging. There are a lot of presumptions, there are a lot of prejudices, there are a lot of human errors that we bump into each other. When we try to work together, try to love one another, it is not easy. It is challenging. But it exactly shows God's glory that as different as we are, because of the power of the gospel, we can live in harmony and we can worship together. Jesus says, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. I was away for 2 weeks, a little bit more than 2 weeks. I should still be on holiday today, actually. My work resumes on Tuesday, actually. But while I was away, I had the opportunity to travel with my children, my grandchild. We visited Hong Kong, our relatives, our old folks there. And then we also went to Taiwan. Just a little bit more than an hour flight from Hong Kong to Taiwan. We had the opportunity to celebrate two different national days. 1st of October, we celebrated the Communist China National Day. A lot of celebration there. China, okay. But these Chinese who moved to Taiwan, October the 10th, they celebrated their own national Kuomintang holiday. It's hard to unite even the same. They from the same blood, same ancestors, Chinese. But the power of the gospel we can find. Just this morning, not too long ago, at Mandarin worship, we had mainland Chinese sitting side by side with Taiwan Chinese. They sing praises and glories to the Lord together. This is the power, the message of powerful of the gospel. We can live in harmony and worship together. And then the other thing I think we can remind ourselves constantly and continue to cultivate and practice, it's about our mission. This is another way to show God's glory, is to live out the original intent of God's purpose in the church. I would like to remind you again of our vision as a church. No matter what congregation you're from, what language you speak, WAC, Westwood Alliance Church, we want to become a loving community where people of different cultures will be touched by the love of Christ. Why God established church on earth? Because we are the only group of people who share and tell people about the love of Christ. So no matter what background you're from, what language you speak, when you come through our door, we want you to experience and enjoy and celebrate the love of Christ. We want to be a serving community where transformation, healing, renewal are taking place and people's lives are growing to be compassionate disciples of Christ. We are here not only to enjoy the love and the fellowship, we are also here to serve our community. When people come through the door, they find hope, they find healing, they find energy, they find renewal in the spirit.
Many of us are immigrants. We move from different places to establish our lives here, our family here in Vancouver. I have had many opportunities. Someone just knock on our door, church door, ring the bell and come in and talk to our receptionist, and very soon they want to meet the pastor. I have had many opportunities to see people like that. Once these people sit down, started to tell the stories, why you want to see a pastor? I have had many opportunities. People started to cry. Everyone has a story. Especially for those who uprooted everything from Hong Kong or China or Taiwan. Their lives have been shattered. They experienced a lot of shake-ups. Their marriages started to have a lot of tension. The children started to change. I want to talk to a pastor. Set him down, set her down. Started to cry in front of a stranger. What do I do? This is a church with a mission. I share the gospel. Try to help these people. There is hope. One by one, many of them in different congregations receive the gospel, pray with the pastors, and then their lives started to change. Some of the marriages have started to build up again. Some of them send the kids to Pastor May. This is a church with a mission, becoming a serving community. This is a church also be a training and sending community where people are being nurtured to be missional followers of Christ. So 22 years ago, we didn't have our own missionary. Now, we send our own people, Albert and Diane, and we also send Ming Wong and Cindy Wong. And we also supported Thuz and Hans. And we also have missionaries in our midst worshiping with us every Sunday. And we have young people going to short-term mission trips every year. I'm leading several Cantonese people going to China for short-term missions in about 3 weeks' time. Pray for us. We have the Chinese congregation sending every year. We have about four teams, four trips, going to visit BC interior, to visit those Chinese, because nobody shared the gospel to them. There are no Chinese churches in those places. We go there. We train them. We go. This is a training and sending community because we are missional followers of Christ. As we are celebrating our 22nd anniversary, may we ask ourselves again this question: why are we here? We are here because of the gospel and our purpose of building this church is also the gospel. I want to conclude with the CNMA vision prayer. Why don't we pray this prayer together with you? Oh God, with all our hearts, we long for you. Come, transform us to be Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, mission-focused people, multiplying disciples everywhere. Let's pray. Dear Father God, we thank you because you are the great God. We are just in awe, speechless when we read scriptures that the Apostle Paul reminds us that you have chosen through the church the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. You are a great God. We just give you praise and thanksgiving. Continue to guide our paths in the coming many, many 20, 22, 23, many years, until the day we see you face to face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Rise together and sing this last song with a heart of gratitude. Look back at time, even if you're not in this church for 22 years, you look back at your life, see what the Lord has done for you. His goodness. Let's give thanks to Him.
The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. To sing your song again, whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be seen when the evening comes.
Bless your name.
benediction upon your hearts and lives today. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Amen. Please be seated. Thank you.